Okay. Sorry you couldn't hear the first 25 seconds. Because this song is dedicated to Terry Collins.
He's a loser, baby. Joe wants to kill him.
He's a fucking loser. A loser, an animal, a pig fuck.
I thought that was Jose Reyes.
He's a pig fuck, too. We're point of order. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
I'm Jason Bogdan, and to my right is...
This is Steve McGrath. This is so weird.
I'm not disappointed in you. I cannot wait to have this argument with you.
And then to my right.
Yeah.
It's me, Linda Peralta.
And we'd like to say, if you're going to yell into the microphone, please move your head 6 inches back. Okay.
We're still figuring things out
after, what, I'm doing a year and a half now. Yeah.
I can't believe you. Like, the fact that you're putting all of this,
all of it,
on Jose Reyes,
229 career playoff hitter,
Collins?
Saw 12 pitches in 4 at bats.
Who threw?
Saw
the
12
pitch.
Pitches.
It was familiar.
And Madison Bumgarner didn't have great stuff. That was above average shit. It wasn't great stuff.
Noah had great stuff.
And also, Mike North, you piece of shit, home plate scum fuck.
I mean,
what kind of calls were those?
That was a strike on that pass.
There were many strikes. Apparently, there's no bottom of the strike zone anymore.
It's just chest.
Are you just forgetting the fact that Cespedes bit at every high pitch?
Yeah, I mean, look, we can go up and down this lineup.
Sure, we can. Give me the lineup right now. But let's go. We're going to get right into it.
I texted both of you guys the lineup, and I'm like, that's a lineup. Like, I thought that, what problem did you have?
No. I mean, let's go through player by player.
Jose Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jose Reyes. Let's stop at Jose Reyes. So let's zoom
out.
Well,
if you didn't see the game, the Mets lost 3-0. Yeah. So in the ninth inning.
If anyone knew Joe, you would have known that by now.
Yeah. So here's the problem. So without Reyes, you don't get to the.
Without Familia, you don't get there.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Right. So all even there. Go ahead.
Cabrera.
He looked more hurt than I've ever seen him. I think the rest hurt him.
Go ahead.
Cespedes.
Lost.
Bad game.
Lost. Yeah.
Bad game.
Not interested.
Even on that double to left field, not interested.
Well, and that's what we said going into the game, like. People kept saying Cespedes is the key.
You can't take
lefty.
This one game. But, this is the one game you can't take off.
Right. But that's the thing about him, right? People go like, why has he been on 3 teams or 4 teams in so many years? This is kind of why. Does that mean I don't want him? No, but we'll get to that.
We wouldn't have made the
well, we all understand. We would have made the postseason without 7 of 9 of this lineup.
Granderson.
Great.
I mean, great.
I mean,
MVP of the game.
Sign you.
Well, he's already got another.
Come on
year,
back
so.
For more. Retire his number too.
What a catch!
That was better than the Andy Chavez catch. It was more important.
Yeah,
it's more important because Curtis's brain could have been scrambled right after that. You see the way his little head, his little raisin bounced off the wall. Holy shit!
T.J. Rivera,
great.
Great. I mean, he's great. He had a solid game.
He had a base hit, right?
I think he's the
reason. Yeah, he had a
single. He's the reason why you don't sign Neil Walker back next year.
Well, you don't sign Neil Walker back next year because of herniated disc on a second base.
We don't need
too much.
Another infielder with a bad back.
Yeah.
There's like...
Yeah. With, especially at that position where you're doing nothing but moving to your left or right.
What was great pregame when they did announce the lineups, Ray Ramirez booed out of the building.
Well, you have to be.
But they still won't make a move on him.
Why not? Why can't you? What are you... They love him.
I don't get it.
There's some shrine... Ray Ramirez is the cult leader of the New York Mets.
I think you thought Diaz was fucking Collins' wife.
Oh, man.
I think it might be Ray Ramirez.
Go ahead.
Jay Bruce.
I mean, didn't have bad at bats,
no,
but didn't saw a lot more pitches than a lot of other guys. But there were 2 or 3 pitches there that he should have fucking creamed.
I got nothing.
Problem? Got nothing?
I think I made.
Supreet said that Bogdan and I sound like we're in a different room from you, and that Linda is on the sidewalk.
Well, that's not good.
I hear you loud and clear.
I did what I had to do there, and that's what it is.
Mic check. 1-2.
Do your things
1-2.
Over there. Yeah. Okay. I mean, with Jay Bruce, there were 2 or 3 pitches there. He could have clobbered. He could have got them. It was a little late.
Yeah.
A little late. See, now that's staying back too much. Yeah. He stood back too much.
Well, now I'm not looking. I'm going to that game. I'm not looking for him to, you know.
No, no. Okay. I'm looking for singles and doubles. Yeah. Hey, listen, what did the team do? A kilo of Coke before they got out there? They couldn't wait on pitches?
I feel like they had no game plan.
Well, there was no plan.
Well, no, but they knew that he was going to throw strikes. So he's like, right. They're like, let's attack him.
Yeah, but that's every pitcher. Every pitcher throws strikes.
I'm talking aggressively, throwing strikes.
But then you get to that point where it's the third inning and the guy's thrown 21 pitches.
Yeah,
whatever. It's like, hey, you know what? We got to adjust this game.
Yeah.
Well, they did in the fourth inning. He threw like 30 something pitches.
No, it wasn't that many. Yeah, I don't think it was 30 really? Something. Yeah. No.
It was high 20s.
Yes, was anybody on base?
No. Well, TJ Rivera, I think, got that single in the fourth. The first hit was the TJ Rivera single, I think, in the fourth.
Yeah. No, it was Rene Rivera.
Rene Rivera, excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
Next on the list.
Okay.
The
listen, I hate Travis d'Arnaud. Sure. Hate him. But he's got to be playing this game.
Yeah, agreed.
I know Rene Rivera has been hot and he can throw people out.
That's why.
But what has been hot?
We got a break though. We did not throw him out.
Yes, we did. He came off the bag.
Oh, he was out.
No,
he's
sure? his body came off the bag and the tag was still applied.
Yeah, I thought he
you're
was
out.
I thought it was like not enough evidence.
Well, exactly. Not enough evidence to overturn it. You're out.
Right.
They called him out. Right?
Yeah.
Right, they did.
Exactly.
So had he called him safe, you would have been safe.
Yeah, it was not conclusive.
There was not enough. It was inconclusive. Okay.
I think if they called him safe, they wouldn't have overturned it.
Yeah. No, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Whatever the call was.
James Loney hitting eighth?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. Rene Rivera's never hit seventh in his entire fucking career, I'm pretty sure. James Loney...
One of the few people in the lineup got a hit.
I know. James Loney has to be hitting seventh if you're gonna push that lineup out there, okay? Because, first of all, you left Lucas Duda off this playoff roster for absolutely no reason.
He didn't get a hit. He was walked.
Rene Rivera?
Had a single.
Oh, no, Rene Rivera. I thought you said Loney.
Oh. No. Rene Rivera has to be hitting eighth. And the fact that you left Lucas Duda off this roster, I get it. He's banged up and he's coming back. But there is no coming back. He's coming back in 2017.
Yeah, but he didn't have the at-bats. Are you really going
to... Who cares?
I'm looking for one pop off the bench.
Yeah. You're telling me Ty Kelly... Okay, and Ty Kelly had the best at-bat all night.
Yeah.
Okay, and that tells you something about your entire game plan that it was fucking ridiculous.
But you know what, though? I've seen plenty of these guys, in post-game interviews, like the Grandersons, the Syndergaards, and they've said, like, credit to the organization getting these guys ready. And every one of them mentions Ty Kelly. I mean, I know we hate Ty Kelly, but these guys might see something in him that nobody else in the world does.
I mean, you hang around with a person for a year, and you eat camaraderie, you eat salads, you have a good time, you have chicken with a guy.
Kelly
I get it. I get all that. You watch a movie with him. Maybe you fondle him a little bit. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your clubhouse, but when you tout Kelly Leak, Kelly, see what you did to me? When you tie Kelly out there, when you bring him out there instead of Lucas Duda, who had 30 home runs last year and hit two since he's been back, please don't tell me Ty Kelly's better than Lucas Duda, because he's not, even off the bench. And where was Kelly Johnson pinch hitting? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Kelly Johnson also has incredible, if I'm not mistaken, career numbers against Bumgarner.
A lot of Mets do.
So I was shocked there were so many lefties in that lineup.
Alejandro D'Aza hits like 620 off the guy.
Yeah, can you imagine if D'Aza started?
No, I mean just as a pinch hitter. I mean just, come on.
But here's the thing, though. You want to get on Terry about Ty Kelly? It worked.
I'm gonna get on Terry about breathing.
Okay.
About still being alive.
All right, let's go.
To transition a little bit and to talk a little bit, it's sort of like the Ryan Fitzpatrick situation with the Terry Collins.
We're going
to
get there. Yeah, I promise you, we're going to get there.
But I'm saying the reason why is you can't argue with the results that he's had with the team that he's had. So, like, the fact is you can't fire him for these last 2 years.
Somebody, my buddy Dustin, happy birthday, Dustin, if you're listening, by the way, 29, I think, today.
Wow.
He and I got into a mini Facebook argument yesterday about how Terry Collins is in consideration for manager of the year.
He's gonna
win. And he said he's the only manager for this team right now. I said, well, sign him up then. If he's the only manager for this team right now, then he must be manager of the year. Okay? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever. Joe Maddon is the manager of the year. Sorry.
Joe Maddon?
Yes. Yes, I hate the Cubs, and I'm gonna be wrong. They're gonna win the World Series. You know how annoying that is.
I don't know. They're gonna run. If they run in that buzzsaw, the Blue Jays.
It's possible.
You haven't even gotten on yet. You're talking to yourself.
Sorry.
Go.
Give me the all go. Can I talk now?
Go.
Okay. I want to just weigh in on the Love Palooza that seems to be on the right side of the table with Terry Collins. I don't understand, because if you understand, like, this guy, this lineup that he trotted out there, that's the type of lineup if the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Chicago White Sox. I mean, what are you kidding me?
What are you talking about? Now, what other lineup?
Look at the lineup he trotted out there.
Sure.
After four. Okay, he's got Granderson cleaning up, okay? Number five, he's got...
T.J. Rivera,
okay? And then he's got Jay Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay? That's mistake number one. I'll get into that.
Bruce has to be hitting five.
He has to be hitting five. You don't break up. You know, what is T.J. Rivera, you know, Roger Maris? Come on. You got to have power, all right? You want to stick it to these assholes. And this guy just broke up. It's like somebody going to the dentist and their teeth hurt, but they're not quite sure. It's all fucked up.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Loser.
You have a problem with the sort of order of things, yeah. And you want a certain thing.
Yeah.
But the team had four hits, Ronnie. In what order would you have liked that?
That's the problem.
Steve,
the order got you four hits.
The order got you four hits because it was
I'm hitting seventh, so now I forgot how to hit because I'm in the seventh hole.
Yes, it changes everything.
What are you talking about?
If it was up to me, Jay Bruce would be hitting third, and Cespedes would be hitting cleanup.
Right.
It was up to me.
We had scored no runs. So those people that were supposed to hit in certain ways, they didn't hit.
If that's the case, why don't you just have nine pitches hit? All right, you could have Jacob DeGrom batting six. You could have Noah Syndergaard batting seven.
Taking it to the other extreme, Ryan. You know what I mean.
You could have, who else? Who else do you want? You want to have Josh Edgen in there batting eight? Because when you put Rene Rivera in there batting seven, same thing as having Josh Edgen batting
seven. You're really taking the wrong way about this.
All right.
The scope is wrong.
I don't think I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Can I finish?
Go.
Not only that. When we get to the eighth, let's get to the inning with
Addison
Reed.
Oh, Familia's the
Addison. Let me tell you something.
That guy's the tits.
Cowboy shit pants. There's nobody like him.
Yeah, he's the Duke. He's John Wayne.
The Mets should just get on their hands and knees and build a statue to this deity of what a great pitcher with balls. That's what I mean. Put a lineup with balls out there. Put an Addison Reed lineup out there. No. This is, we can't play Lucas Duda because, we got to play James Lordy. And if we're going to play him, we'll bat him behind Rene Rivera. Are you fucked up? Are you kidding me?
I agree.
We're going to have James Lordy batting behind Rene Rivera, which leaves Jay Bruce is batting sixth, and he has Rene Rivera backing his ass up.
Yeah.
So if you have a problem pitching at Jay Bruce, don't worry about it.
Yeah, Rene Rivera is right behind for you to ground into a double play.
Rene Rivera, who has one of four hits on the night. James Loney, who never hits.
The Giants had three hits.
Okay, but he's batting eighth. What first baseman in Major League Baseball do you know has their first baseman? Their first baseman, a power position, batting eighth.
But who?
Terry's trying to interrupt the call.
But even with that lineup going to the ninth,
all right, Dad, I'm gonna let you go.
All right, yeah, somebody else going.
No,
even going to the ninth with that lineup, it was nothing. Without Familia blowing the game, you don't lose it.
Okay, and
so Addison Reed lights out. We all agree he's the man, right? He could be the closer on a major league team.
Absolutely,
if he gets a chance, he might leave to do that.
My buddy Don said, Pop sounds like a Klansman rally with the words power, power, power. He said, tell him to yell power, power, power again.
just follow, you know,
just follow
with the white power.
No, well, you don't need that.
Well,
anywho.
Here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
If you got a dollar.
Yeah.
We have a foreign exchange program.
So what I was going to say is the reason you don't, I'll tell you why you don't bring Familia in that situation. Because you've been doing it all year, okay?
In the ninth.
And no, listen. It wasn't a save situation. It was still a hold situation.
Yeah.
So he would need to get it to a save situation and then convert the save. He's not good at that. What I would have done, because the Giants were not hitting fastballs at all that night. Hansel Robles. Hot heat, nothing but.
So here's the thing. So this is fascinating, right? We got to get to that, Joe, Buck Showalter leaving Britton in the bullpen.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if that weighed on Terry's mind.
On back-to-back night, it's interesting how he doesn't bring in his closer and they lose the game.
But this is
he brings in his closer and they lose the game.
Right.
One has something to do with the other. It's just interesting.
Sure.
Now, here's the thing. For you to say that, well, he's not good in that situation, that's not okay. He's your closer.
But that's not a closing situation.
I get it.
Then leave Reed out there for another inning.
Oh, I totally agree. I hate this idea in baseball, and this is everywhere in baseball. You bring in your closer in the ninth at home to preserve the lead and presumably win the game in the ninth.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the stupidest.
That's what a setup man is for. Setup.
But that's Terry didn't invent that.
No, I know. No, happens. I'm not saying Terry invented it, but he's continuing the tradition of stupidity. That's
sure.
what I'm saying.
I thought Terry was fucking us earlier in the week when they said, what'd you learn from the playoffs last year, Terry? Go to Familia. You look at Familia's numbers in the playoffs last year.
It was actually not that bad.
He was really good until the World Series.
No. He had an ERA of 1.80 in the World Series, and he had two saves.
He didn't give up an earned run in the division or the championship.
He was really good until the World Series. He's been really good until the ninth inning of a wild card.
And to my
game.
Buddy Michael D'Elia, yes, Jerry's Familia is the best closer in baseball. Call in and tell me who's better. Who, Zach Britton?
Zach Britton is better. Of course
no, he's not.
Better.
Yeah, where are the Orioles?
He didn't even pitch in the damn game.
Okay.
Our closer at least blew it.
Yeah.
I mean,
tell me Chapman is not as good, if not better?
No.
Andrew Miller?
You got 53 saves?
Jeez.
Got 53 saves? All I know, Mets fans, I hear Mets fans telling me, Jerris Familia's got to go.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying that he's got to go. He's shit. Look at the trash heap of garbage you had as closers for 54 fucking years, okay? Benitez was a bum. J.J. Putz was a bum. Braden Looper was a bum. Isringhausen was a bum. John Franco was a glorified trash man. Yeah, he never played in a big game in his fucking career.
Struck out Barry Bonds once.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You struck out Barry Bonds. Goody, goody, goody. We were in the World Series last year mainly because of that guy. And when you were in the playoffs last year, mainly because of this guy, okay?
Right.
You were here because of him, okay? You think Henry Mejia would say 53 fucking games?
No. My argument about Familia is not that he's not a great closer. It's that he's not a money closer. He's not.
Find one.
Money was on
Go
the one.
Get me a money closer. Where are they?
No, where are they?
Who are the great closers in baseball right now?
I just told you. Chapman, Miller. Can't tell me. Well, Betances fell off big time at the end of this year.
Thanks a lot for that on my fucking fantasy team.
He's a money closer.
He was being brought out every fucking day.
Well, that's Kokomo Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Familia. I don't want him to go anywhere. I'm just saying that
Terre Haute Terry.
You can have two feelings about him. You could say, you know what? He makes me nervous in big spots, I love him. He's a great closer.
He doesn't make me nervous in big spots. What makes me nervous in big spots is that this team goes back to 2.1 runs a game.
Okay, but that's...
That's Terry.
That's left of center of what we're discussing.
But he doesn't make me nervous. So I don't feel nerves.
If he scored 8 runs a game, you wouldn't need a great closer.
Exactly. I don't feel nervous. I don't feel nervous with Jerry's Familia. I know these people will tell me, oh, when he comes in the ninth, my heart's in my throat. Yeah, it's the ninth inning. Your heart's supposed to be in your throat with a 3-2 game. That's how it works. That's how baseball works. And to tell me that anybody else has the balls to pitch the way he pitches, inside, low, anywhere he wants to pitch him. Okay, he makes a mistake here and there. That slider was bad. Don't get me wrong. And people tell me Connor Gillespie's a bum. You're wrong. Connor Gillespie is not a bum. He's a streaky hitter. And that's why he was in that lineup, because he was hot. He was hot.
Connor Gillespie is a career bum. Career bum.
Linda, give me Connor Gillespie's career numbers. I bet he's hitting above 250.
For his career?
Yeah.
Maybe 253.
That's above 250.
If this lineup scored more runs, if it wasn't for those 6 interceptions, the Jets would have had that.
Oh, I heard all about that. All
right, before we do a transition.
We need to put the season to rest. We need to put it to bed.
Yeah, this is our closure.
What Jay and I have been saying since July. We said this is not the team to do it. With all these injuries, But you held on. You were right. They made the playoffs. Steve, I'm not getting into that argument,
Steve.
But when you don't have offense,
Steve.
When you have your pitchers,
Steve.
Just go. What?
The Giants stink. They're awful. They're awful. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Well, if they stink,
they're going to get
and they beat
swept
us,
by
what
the Cubs.
What does that make us?
It makes us a team that didn't score.
Well.
That's what it makes us.
That's how you win, though.
Okay. And I'm putting it at the feet of two human beings. 50-50. Terry Collins gets 50, and your leadoff hitter gets 50.
What about Yoannis Cespedes striking out twice and not getting
okay.
hit?
Okay. And
what about nobody else can hit it?
60-40, 60-30-10. How about that? 60 to Terry, 30 to Jose, 10 to Cespedes. But I'll tell you this. In the bottom of the ninth inning, it was the most disgusting display of baseball I've seen from my team in a long time. Just give up time. Just give up your body language. You didn't even want to be there in the bottom ninth inning. How about you pull up your fucking bootstraps and try to make an effort?
You know, nobody left in the stadium.
I know. They wanted to see.
Yeah, nobody left.
Maybe it's the playoffs. Yeah. You want to see. But the fact that says see, you're swinging on a 2-0 pitch, you son of a bitch.
Connor Gillespie, his average career, 256. 2016 was 262, and in the postseason was 333.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure. 1-for-3. It's an important one.
Yeah.
All right, so.
No, he's had a couple of big hits.
I'm telling you, I took him at FanDuel a couple times. The guy goes 3-for-4 occasionally.
You can't, but that's how October baseball works.
I know.
Right? Like
it's streak.
When that game was in the eighth inning, I was like, oh, shit. It's going to be one of those.
And let me bring this point up. You got Connor Gillespie up, right?
Yeah.
Walk him.
You know, it's
bases loaded. Then there's no more Bumgarner.
Well, there's no more Bumgarner. I don't remember how many outs there were. One out?
One, I believe.
Yeah. So
it's a forced play at any base. It's a hard walk. Yeah. It's a hard call. But it's a call. If Bumgarner is dominating you that much, it's going to be Sergio Romo. And if you saw that guy's body language, he did not want to come into that game. He wasn't ready.
One out. You walk the bases loaded, sack fly, gives him a 1-0.
I understand that.
So that's
But 1-0 is better than 3-0.
Can you imagine if Terry walked the bases loaded and gave up a sack fly? We'd be in here saying, you walked the fucking bases loaded in the eighth?
No, I wouldn't be as upset because there'd be no Bumgarner. That is really what...
Maybe not. He's a damn good hitter. He almost hit a ball out.
Yeah. I saw.
So there's no... Bruce Bochy's a cagey motherfucker.
Okay, so before we move on, I'm going to give a little copy read here. Listen, we opened a record store upstairs. Radio Free Brooklyn has a record store on the first floor upstairs. So you want to keep your party going with a collection of old 45s, LPs, and 12-inch singles at great, friendly prices? Come on down to Secondhand Records, NYC, 1345 DeKalb Avenue. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, you know? We're going to have some music. We're going to have some parties. We're going to, you know, there might be some cocaine.
Yeah.
There's probably not cocaine.
Tell us, what are the prices here again?
Secondhand.
Great and friendly.
Great and friendly Bushwick prices. Yeah. Now,
so
donate a dollar to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. I read that. Donate a dollar.
So the Mets are out, right?
Yeah.
Looking ahead to next year, what are you feeling? What are your predictions?
I'll tell you, before we do close 2016, I was coming home from Vermont the other night with Aaron Schrader's brother, Avi, and we were passing by Citi Field, and we were talking about something, and then I saw out of the corner of my eye the sign, "See you, and thanks for a great season, Mets fan. See you in 2017. And I don't remember 3 minutes of what Avi said, because I was just staring at that, bewildered. Like, if I could have rolled out of that car and Terry Collins was in that building, I would have choked him to death with my bare hands and put my Mets cap over his face.
So if you win that game, are we celebrating Terry Collins today?
I don't know what was if you win that game, how would you win that game?
If Terry Collins hit a walk-off home run in that game,
I'd say, damn, what a great close.
He's already got the uniform on. Yeah. Just give him a helmet.
I think next year, this is a fascinating offseason.
It's a lot of pieces. A lot of pieces are going to be out there.
So we'll
a lot of pieces coming back for us.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got to get to football, but Blue Jays, they look like a hell of a team right now.
I'll be honest with you.
Last year, too.
Yeah, but this year, I think their pitching is better, more consistent. They're playing better. They were just, to me, a more well-rounded team.
They probably just needed that year to sort of
trouncing people.
I'll be honest with both of you, all of you. I haven't watched one pitch, one inning.
Oh, really?
I don't care. I don't give two shits.
Yeah,
baseball's over.
Well, I watch it for Healy.
So. Good. It was 15 thou on Joey Bats.
Oh, that's a smart bet now.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move over to
the football.
Oh, before we get to that, have you noticed? Well, Charles Osgood retired from CBS Sunday Morning, and today. Yeah. Jane Pauley.
It's my favorite show.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite morning shows. You get up, you have a cup of coffee, I smoke my joint, I sit there, I watch Charles Osgood.
That's actually why he's so angry.
Yeah, and was it Jane Pauley? Not Sarah Pauley, because I think Sarah Pauley's an actor. Jane Pauley, not a good replacement.
No.
Come on, give me somebody else.
He's like the Vin Scully of Sunday Morning.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's a calming voice. Mm-hmm. It's Sunday morning. I know football's coming. I know we're going to lose.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's 10:59 and it turns to 11. You hear, Kevin Kelly!
Yeah. Yeah. And
he's a pig fuck.
Yeah. Thank you. But really, we miss you, Charles Osgood. I was just watching the show this morning, and I don't know if I could even watch it anymore. It's terrible. So let's go to football.
You know what I watched this morning? Bill Nye the Science Guy. That was a nice...
Does he still do it, or it's reruns?
It's on MeTV.
It's a rerun.
Yeah, it's on rerun.
It's a rerun. I was like, is he still making that show?
No.
Jesus. Right. Okay.
Are we going through last week, or...?
Yeah, let's just talk about
We didn't get a chance to Odell Beckham, because that happened.
Yeah, let's start with that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, because I'm going to be on the defensive here.
So I know you are.
You open up.
Steve, you want
to
open?
Sure. Let's start with the fact that the Giants did lose 25-10.
Sure.
24-10.
Mm-hmm. Let's not even talk about the game yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about the game in his head.
Okay.
Right. I mean, some stupid guy that replaced Colin Cowherd was saying, like, you know that fire?
Whitlock?
No, it was Nick Wright or whatever.
Jane Pauley?
Yeah, Charles Osgood was there. But he said, he's like, but that, no, thank you, that fire... that you saw from him, that, like, you know, that got in his head, that, like, that's the same fire that gives him all these catches or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's not, because that is preventing him from being productive this year, because he wasn't like that last year until the Josh Norman thing. He was suspended the game after, and then the game after that was the last game of the year. He only caught, like, two passes or for, like, 24 yards or something like
that. Doesn't
have
a touchdown this year.
Nope.
Right. So if you draft him in fantasy, you are...
I'm playing the guy who has him this week.
Yeah, but I mean, he still has like a lot of yards.
Yeah, he does.
But like, it's
you know what really
you can't show weakness.
Yeah, you know what really got to me. It's not even the fact that he was crying at halftime or a field goal kicker's post and almost knocked him out, or he's screaming and you know he's clearly talking down to Eli Manning, and Eli Manning's like, wait a minute here, I don't know what I did. Hold on a second. But really,
he had a stroke last week.
Really yeah. Oh my God, he's broken in half.
Good God Almighty, heaven and hell have collapsed on this man.
No, so really, what really made me upset was when he said, I forget who it was to, I think it was on ESPN, when he said, you know, they're targeting me so much, I'm not having fun playing football anymore.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you're not having fun?
Everybody at their jobs have fun.
You're not
having
fun. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not having fun playing
football.
But
then he walked back. He walked that back. He's like, no, I am having fun. This is, you know, I got to be smart about it. Obviously, a
but
PR
he's
coach
not.
Came up to him, but.
He's not.
So, okay. So here's the thing.
All right.
Is he a bitch? Yes.
Yeah.
Of course he is. Right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Big
Let
one.
Me start with that.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Did he get hit out of bounds? A couple times that game? Absolutely.
Many people do.
Right. No, and that's my point, right? So did he have a right to be angry and pissed off and frustrated? Absolutely. As a Giants fan, what I want to see is I don't want to see you crying on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see any of that shit. I want to see you make a great play.
Right.
That's what I want to see.
That's what all fans do.
All right, Don, this is for you in the Eli Manning voice. Power, power, power.
He's perpetuating this clan.
I know.
Don,
I
know you, Don.
Yeah.
Don, come on.
Yeah, this is our day off, Don.
So,
oh, my goodness.
If you've got a dollar,
oh,
do
man,
not know that you're here.
That, see, now that was funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm getting nervous.
I mean,
friendly and nice prices down here.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo prices.
My point is, you know, I want to see him make a big play. His problem is, once he goes into that tailspin, that bitch breakdown, he cannot recover.
No.
So,
I was saying, that whatever you just saw on the
sideline, it's like a foxhole of emotion he can't get out of.
It prevents him from being the guy we saw 2 years ago.
Last year.
No, he did the catch 2 years ago.
Oh, wow, it's already 2 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Okay, well, what I want to say about Odell Beckham Jr. is the fact that now he's got to realize the first catch he makes he's a target.
Of course.
Yeah.
And he can't play that way. Now, we're seeing the same thing out of Cam Newton, which is really annoying because I drafted him.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
He'd rather take the contact from the guy coming from this instead of just walking in.
I know. Just it hurt me to see that. And not just because he's my fantasy quarterback. I do like Cam Newton, and I was wrong about him. I called him a bust his first 2 years. I was wrong about the guy. Now, there's a reason the Panthers are 1-3 or 1-4. 1-3.
Yep.
There's a reason the Panthers are 1-3. And I don't think it falls solely on Cam Newton. They have no running game, first of all. Their running game is trash. Jonathan Stewart's their number one back.
Well, they're it's a dual running game.
And I still think Kelvin...
It's a running back and Cam Newton. Yeah. That's their... Because Cam Newton has just as many
yards. But I told you guys this. When we were talking about the draft, I said I don't draft mobile quarterbacks.
Because I don't like that, too. Because I'm a pocket quarterback guy. See,
and that's that. And he's not playing Monday, right? He's out.
No, he's out.
He's out.
Yeah. Anytime someone has a concussion, you don't play the next game. Yeah. That's just like...
Apparently, our mics suck. Then nobody can hear us.
Well,
your mic is fine.
Well, nobody's telling me anything else. I don't know.
That's what Dr. Healy is saying here.
Well, that's okay. We'll fix that in post. Don't anybody worry.
Is he listening to us on the way to LA or something?
I don't know. But what I want to try to get to here as well is a positive. You know, we've had so much negative on this show so far.
Right.
Because
we're positive people.
Yeah, we are.
You're talking about positive? What, your STD test came back?
Don says he hears everyone fine.
Okay, Don.
All right. So, don't touch. Just leave. Just get out of my way. So, everything's fine. So, what I want to talk about is I watched a little bit, a very, very small portion of the Knicks-Nets preseason game last night.
And we're not done with football.
Oh, we're not done with football. No, we're going to get back to football. Kristaps Porzingis has raised his game so much.
He's going to be great.
No. This is the bold prediction I'm making.
Oh, here we go.
The man's going to finish in the top three of the MVP voting. I mean,
wow.
It is. You should see some of the things he's doing
now. I'll put money on that now. I'd give you like 1,000-1 odds.
No. Not 1,000. We can't do that. You can't give me that much of a break.
I got the Scott Hall. Tell Joe to call me about that card.
I mean, but the MVP... See, that's the thing, though, where it's harder, like with the Spurs and the Warriors thing that we did. I'd put $20 on it because the MVP is a writer's thing.
Sure.
I would only put $20 on it because of that.
Right.
But I see things that his jumper is so much better. His fadeaway is so much better. His handle has gotten so much, and his handle was good last year.
Right.
It's gotten so much better. He did a behind the back thing last night on Jeremy Lin, and Jeremy Lin was confused.
Does he still look like Goku? Does he still do the hair?
Yeah, he did it a little. It wasn't as spiky.
Right.
But Kristaps Porzingis, I think, had like 13 and 12 or 14 and 12 last night. He didn't play the whole game.
Yeah, but nor should he.
But man, We're in for something special, like something.
I hope so, because really Noah's special. Already hurt.
Yeah, that's just they said tightness. They're talking about tightness.
I know.
No way. I know.
38 wins.
No, it's gonna be. I just think cause.
I hope Don can hear that clearly. Yeah, 38 wins.
The step that this man is taking is gonna be something else. And I also did you see Carmelo Anthony? Man, the guy lost like 20 pounds. He looks good.
I didn't watch. I watched maybe.
I watched the.
He looks
the
very
first,
good.
I watched the first game.
That game didn't matter. Yeah, nobody was really. That was like a tune-up game. Everybody was just sort of getting into shape again, and that's.
I mean,
sort of
Rose
thing.
Looks good. What I saw. He didn't play yesterday though.
Yeah,
right?
Out, got it.
Inactive due to criminal investigation.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's gonna play tomorrow.
No, he's not gonna play tomorrow either. Some of that stuff though that Rose had to say in that deposition, that was some tough shit to listen to because homegirl. I mean, listen, whether you're with this or not. It sounds like it's a money scheme.
Mm-hmm.
She's going after his money. She had drinks before.
They said that she was deleting texts.
She was deleting texts, had drinks before, was asking friends to lie for her, then had four shots of tequila there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then she walked into the bedroom first, and the three guys corroborated that.
Mm-hmm. Well, which I just want to take a minute to say. Because you drink five shots of tequila.
No,
drink before you leave.
Oh, no.
That doesn't mean that you can't be raped.
Of course
right?
not. No, I'm clarifying.
I'm just clarifying.
I don't like when...
It smells funny.
It doesn't look good so far
it
for her.
It smells a little funny.
What I don't like, because, look, if you know anything to do with actually being drugged, you take one sip of it and you're out.
You're done.
four shots does not, like, I don't, like, you kind of don't get there.
Do you know my sister was drunk? Did you guys know that?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, my sister was drunk.
My best friend was too, and she had a cocktail. And it's like, you don't, it's, you can't say you got drugged.
And you also can't text when you're drugged either.
No, you can. That you can.
You can?
I don't know. I've never been.
Even if you're completely out of it?
If you like drugs.
Yeah. Give us a dollar.
You kind of go through motions for a while before you actually pass out.
Huh.
I mean, but what the statements look like, because I skimmed them. I didn't read everything. Because it's just a lot.
Well, Steve's from our legal department.
Yeah,
I read it.
You read the whole thing?
I did read it.
The whole thing?
There was
a lot there that I just did not even care to read.
It was like the first complaint. I read the complaints. I read her side. I read Derek Rose's view of everything. They have the list of facts.
You're an associate at the Quattrono Law Firm.
Exactly.
Dick, and Rich. I do think that he's going to have to shell out some money.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a settlement.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it's going to be $21 million.
No, it won't.
It'll be $3 or $4 million.
That's what settlements are for.
I know that.
I was going to say that's all I'm concerned about at this point because
yeah.
What I'm saying is it doesn't look like the evidence is going to lean towards
they're already talking about
it. A month ago, he's not going to be convicted.
Yeah, they're already talking about dropping criminal charges and just making it a civil suit.
Well, that's what originally it was. Yeah.
And then they picked it up. But now what it seems like is the L.A. prosecutors don't have enough substantial evidence to go on.
They haven't charged him yet. They said they're still
working on it, building on a case. Yeah.
So.
Which I think means they don't have a case.
No.
And I hope to see Derek Rose out there. And if he is exonerated, well, then good for him. But, I mean, I guess there is no exoneration because they did run a train on this woman.
Yeah.
So... Which if you're into running trains on women,
give a dollar. Yeah.
Give a shout out.
Nice friendly trains.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't run like the E-train. Otherwise, it's very slow.
Stopping and starting.
I wanted to sling you guys a fantasy question here. Who do you start today? Do you start Aaron Rodgers against the Giants or Ben Roethlisberger against the Jets?
Ben Roethlisberger against the Jets.
That's tough because the Giants. Their cornerbacks are hurt.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Our cornerbacks stink.
Four passing touchdowns this year. So for all the guff people have given the Giants, this expensive secondary. Well, I've given up four touchdowns.
Yeah. So, I would Ben Roethlisberger.
That's what I went with.
Yeah, I would stick with
check
that.
Check him by committee.
Here. I would stick with that.
I might go Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think you can go wrong either way, actually, at this particular moment.
Yeah. I mean, and also Darrell Revis is out.
Good. Maybe it'll be better for us.
That's why I'm sticking with Ben.
Okay, so now let's move over to last week's football game.
Continuation. Just a hangover.
It played the Seahawks,
27-17.
Don't look at that score, though. It really should have been 27-10.
I was on the phone last week and was telling you that they were going to beat us.
Yeah.
And you're like, they got no offense and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Super Bowl. God.
James Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked him back up, and I have him starting this week. No, actually, I don't. He's on bye. I have Martellus Bennett starting this week.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I know.
But it's a little bit tougher because Rob Gronkowski is back.
I know,
sure,
but
I think... run that two tight end set.
Yeah, it'll be a good... A second option, I will take my chances on Martellus Bennett, you know?
And I have Tom Brady going today, too, so... Oh.
Yeah. So, with that game, what I saw was a lot of what I saw the week before, minus 7 interceptions.
Yeah.
Well,
he only threw three. Only three.
Threw three.
One
was not his fault. One should have been caught.
Yeah, it was off the hands of a wide receiver.
It was
Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson.
Who is going to be good.
Yeah, and I like the Peak kid, too. He's all right. He's just got to get his hands together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that, with what I saw. The running game, you abandoned it again. It just seems like you don't have a clear focus on what you want to do.
Yeah, a little more Bilal Powell, please.
Yeah, I want to see. How about screen passes?
What happened to Matt Forte?
15 rushes, 65 yards.
But you guys are saying Forte is back.
He
Forte is.
He's going to be great.
No, but you can't run him 30 times a game.
Yeah. Right. Guy's got four touchdowns in four games.
Yeah.
How many? Did he score two or three in one game?
Two.
He scored three in the Bills game.
One game.
Okay,
right.
So he's got...
I'm not taking the credit away. I'm just saying, we anointed him as he's back. He's Matt Forte.
He is back. He's back. I mean...
To see a little bit more. He's not rushing for big yards.
But when you're...
With 27 yards last week.
What was it?
14 carries over with 27.
He's got Orleans
Barkley. That's bad.
That's why there's no running game.
Yeah. At the moment, you know, it's very dark.
Is that just your line? I mean, what's
also Eric Decker's not playing today.
Yeah, Decker's not playing. Brian Winters is out.
Big Dick Decker's out.
Yeah. Brian Winters is out. Quincy Enunwa is going to play.
He's playing, yeah.
Darrell Revis is out.
But also,
Jalen Marshall is out.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of their guys, their offensive line is out. A lot of their guys.
Steve, we're going to lose by 30.
Their cornerback
situation.
We're
going to lose by 30.
30?
30, Steve.
What? I'm trying to make it a little easier. Yeah,
30, Steve.
The only chance you have of winning is if Fitzpatrick gets locked in the bathroom.
Le'Veon Bell's going to have like 3 touchdowns today.
Yeah, he's going to be nuts.
You know, I mean, and our defensive line is fine. There's nothing wrong with our defensive line.
What do you think about Antonio Brown?
The line is giving Pittsburgh 9.
Nine.
Ooh. Yeah. Low. Low. I go 11.5. That's low. 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for us this week. And I think it's a product of last week. Now, I said this on the Facebook post. You know, if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't throw any interceptions in the first half, he can play the second half.
Yeah, but he hit all his 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter.
I know.
Last game,
I understand that. He was working until he couldn't anymore. If he throws 2 interceptions in the first half, he's got to go. He's hooked. You take him out.
He's not going to be.
But like, that's
the problem.
Just saying that's what you do.
I mean, if anybody gave you a 1-3 start with 10 interceptions, he would have been gone 2 games ago.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's not a franchise guy,
yeah.
Which
so
he's not.
Is it just the money that's keeping him on the field?
Yeah.
Or is this Bowles?
Not this money.
I said this over the summer before we signed him because people were like, oh, his teammates love him. They go and they do things and whatever. And I said, you don't listen to them because they don't run the team.
Yep. Yeah.
They work for the team.
Well, Brandon
don't
Marshall,
give a fuck.
Brandon Marshall, Steve, I think you said this in our group text.
Yeah.
He's starting to go off the rails. And Joe,
he's
you know,
a
you,
crazy.
You made the you know, it could have been a cheeky point. It's actually true. He's bipolar.
Yeah,
right.
No,
so,
it's true.
So you are seeing a little like, but he's going to put them in a real tough.
But he's
spot.
Always been this way about his quarterbacks.
Right,
he's always
this
been
a,
this
but
way
because
the reporters put him in a bad situation. They ask him these questions and he's tired of answering these.
No,
questions.
That's why he should pull the Marshawn Lynch.
No, but he's got. He can say, I don't want to answer that question. Or like, you know, I support him. He's my quarterback. After that, after 10 interceptions, I mean, you got to keep your mouth shut. And then you got to say, I'm going to support whoever coach puts out
but
there.
But then that's that anonymous shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Then that's that. Then that becomes that anonymous shit
but
where,
that's,
if I want him, if
no,
I don't
he
want
he needs to say, I'll support the coach's decision at this point. I want the team to win. Asked last week, he said, no, I'm going, what did he say? I'm going,
going
shit.
Down
with
Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Great.
All right, and
but that's your number one wide receiver.
And
so.
he is my number one wide receiver, and I love him, and I can't do anything about what comes out of his mouth. What I'm going to say is that if we do fall to 1-4 today, mm-hmm. Ryan Fitzpatrick needs to go. He must go.
I think
because I mean, what can you do?
The next
at this
game,
point, what can you do? It's Arizona.
Yeah, well, it
it's a winnable
harrowing.
Game.
It looked harrowing like a couple weeks ago.
Arizona stinks.
But now it's
Carson Palmer's trash, and now they have that Dreiser guy as their quarterback.
Drew Stanton.
I thought they signed the guy from the practice squad.
Well, as a backup, but Drew Stanton.
Oh,
playing.
It's Drew Stanton? Oh, former shortstop for the New York Yankees.
I think it was the third baseman, to be honest.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I don't, you know.
Well, I'm just.
He sucks. I mean,
yeah, he does.
So.
I'm just a little upset
well,
with
won,
the way
so.
The team is going, and I'm not blaming Todd Bowles. This is not Todd Bowles' fault. I mean, because right now there is a lack of talent
this,
in the secondary.
This is Todd Bowles' fault.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Well, you're giving up 35 points a game.
If he does not make a change at quarter, he needed to pull Fitzpatrick out of both of these games.
Listen.
Because what are you risking?
Even
so at this point.
I disagree that he need to pull him out last game. Because he didn't make those interceptions until the fourth quarter when they were only down by 10.
All right. We're coming up on 15 minutes. And I just want to make this one last point. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is this year. Your secondary is straight garbage. It is garbage.
But it wasn't supposed to be.
No, it wasn't.
Right?
And it's bad.
So are we admitting that Darrell Revis...
Oh, yeah, he's done.
...is done?
Done.
Yeah.
But are we also admitting that Darrell Revis was kind of overrated for a portion of his career?
No.
Oh.
Never.
Oh, come on.
What?
No. When has he been...
The guy, is the second best cornerback of all time behind
saying,
Deion Sanders.
From 2008
I'm saying
to 2014.
Okay, so a year he's been overrated.
Oh, and by the way, we were arguing... I'll get back to that. Blaine Gabbert. Remember I said like a couple years ago we'd say Blaine Gabbert is in the same category as Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a bum.
Yeah.
Like, a guy was just drafted. 2010 he came out of the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a first round. Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't a first round pick.
No. But do you like Blaine Gabbert?
No. He's garbage. It's garbage.
It sucks.
Yeah.
3 years ago, somebody says to you, Blaine Gabbert, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Wouldn't you put them in kind of the same breath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One makes significantly less money.
Yeah.
But that you can't.
But you also railroad. This has become clear that they're railroading Colin Kaepernick.
This is ridiculous.
It's fucking.
They're fucking him.
I'll take him. I'll take a shot.
Have I not been saying that for years?
I'll take a shot. And I said I didn't have a problem with it. I'll take a shot.
No, you said you don't want to take on the money.
Well, yeah, the contract's a lot of money.
Yes. But well, they're getting now for $12 million.
Yeah, but it's double, Jay. It's $24 million.
They're restructuring his deal right now, Colin Kaepernick.
They're restructuring him out of
San Francisco. Yeah, he's going to go. All right, let's get to week five. What do you got?
Patriots at Browns. New England gives 10.5.
I'm sorry, Browns. You got the wrath of the deflated dick of Tommy Toon coming your way.
I mean, it's possible, but the last like five games, they're 4-1 against the Patriots.
Okay, Steve. Browns 51. Patriots 51. Browns 3.
Steve, I recoast.
Yeah,
I'm trying to bring some
tell
levity
the
here.
Truth.
Tell the truth.
Oh,
I am
amazing.
I
it's like he was there.
He walks in and walks out every show.
I thought about gambling on the Browns this week in my pick'em league fuck of it. But Tom Brady's is a man.
Yeah, he.
Yeah. There's no projections for Gronk. Projections for Gronk are not high. They didn't.
Yeah,
fantasy has some scoring. Maybe like getting like 2 points, not touchdowns.
The projections this year are all wrong. Yeah, they're all wrong.
So
no, this year especially they're bad. They're bad wrong.
I got another fantasy question. We'll get to that.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Eagles at Lions. Philadelphia gives 3.5.
Eagles.
Yep. I took the Lions.
I think the Eagles are a better team this year.
I agree.
Their defense is very underrated. Yeah. I picked them up.
You know why?
Today.
You know why? Because they're not running that Chip Kelly till you heart attack defense. They're running a real defense.
I took the Lions.
Go ahead.
Bears at Colts. Indianapolis gives 4.5.
I think the Bears are going to win this game, but I have Andrew Luck starting as my fantasy quarterback. But I think the Bears, the Colts are so bad. And Chuck Pagano's fired week six.
They got rid of Cromartie right after that game in London.
Well, what are you going to do?
You got to feel for the kids. You got to feel for all the kids.
The question is, did they pay for his flight back to the U.S. after they cut him?
No, they gave him a bus ticket.
Yeah.
Swim. A pair of flippers.
Yeah. Swim. Fly, Pelican, fly.
I went Colts. I think you're going to see Andrew Luck.
I hope so.
Continue to tear. Like he's going to lock in today.
I hope so.
Andrew Luck.
Bears, I think, though.
Colts.
Titans at Dolphins. Miami gives 3.
Boy, the battle of the crud.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to do Miami, too. I got Jarvis Landry, so he's the only option over there, so I'm hoping he has
I think
a good game.
Quietly, Marcus Mariota is becoming a bust.
He is. He is. A lot of people are not talking about it because he was drafted last year and like
he's
whatever.
He's quietly becoming a bust.
Yeah, he has no weapons.
Yeah, I understand that.
But he's not.
They're running DeMarco Murray like 27 times a game.
If you have DeMarco Murray.
Well, DeMarco Murray also is better the more he runs. So in his career, he's been better the more he runs.
Yeah, but you can't. But, it's just that thing, like you said with Matt Forte, you cannot rush a guy 27 times a game. It's just, it doesn't work that way.
But I did not take that game. But if I did, I would take the Titans.
Okay.
I don't buy 10.
Oh, no, he's awful. No. But the Titans are worse.
Yeah.
Redskins at Ravens. Baltimore gives 4.
Baltimore, and I agree with Colin Cowherd that they're the most overrated team in the NFL.
The Ravens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think because they've won their combined three games by 9 or 10 points,
it was like 13 points.
Yeah,
the last,
something
like
four
that. Games that they won.
Great quarterback over there.
I'm gonna go with the Redskins. Again, don't believe in Kirk Cousins, but I just don't believe in the Ravens' running game, which is non-existent. And after Steve Smith, I mean, you're going to tell – what's his name? Mike Wallace is not going to do that again. Mike Wallace was 1 week.
Well, they just cut – who did they cut? Fournette, the running back?
Justin Forsett.
Forsett. Yeah, who I liked a lot last year and 2 years
that
ago.
That makes me wonder, is Daddy on deck to come back? I'm wondering if he's out
there.
Ray Rice?
No, he's never coming back.
Just wondering.
And Cowherd brought up another good point about the Redskins game. Kirk Cousins, his last four road games, he's 4-0, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception.
I know, I saw that too.
Yeah,
so
I took the Redskins.
I would go with the Redskins this game.
Texans at Vikings. Minnesota gives 6.5.
Boy, the Texans have been a surprising team this year, but they're going to run into the best defense in football. They are the best defense in football. Sam Bradford is playing a pretty good season.
He is, but it's like, where's the fall off? Because he's been a
You're still waiting.
I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting. I know you are.
It's early.
It's early. It is early.
It's always injury related.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
So he's going to get hit at some point, and he's going to tear something.
But also, that offensive line has been so stout for them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter who their running back is. I think it's Jarrett McKinnon this week, right?
Yeah. It's McKinnon and Asiata. They sort of switch off.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just...
I have Will Fuller, though. He's on the other side of Rhodes, so hopefully he
has
a
good
year.
And FanDuel today.
One thing I really like, hey, Stephon Diggs, going to be your next 1,000-yard receiver.
He's good.
Yeah.
Falcons at Broncos. Denver gives apologies.
Yeah. Falcons, again, I think they're an overrated team. I know Matty Ice is having the best year of his career.
Right.
It's the best year of his career. But I've always said he's the most overrated quarterback in pro football. This is hard, though.
I like the Falcons today.
Just because Paxton Lynch is starting, I want to see 4 touchdowns from this kid because I think he could be the goods.
That we passed on.
Yeah, all right. It happens.
I think he's going to be very good. I just don't know. I'm going on, man.
You couldn't draft him. Where were we drafting? 16?
Yeah.
I don't want to draft him at 16.
Who was your pick at 16?
Darren Lee. He's nasty.
Yeah. He's very good.
He's nasty.
He's
we are building a defense for the ages.
That's because we have to replace David Harris.
Yeah, he's old. Yeah, it's over. We all know it's over. Broncos.
Yeah. What do you like?
I'll go Falcons because they're hot right now.
Yeah.
And the fact is their offense, the Broncos, stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely stinks. And they're going to run into a buzzsaw one of these games.
I was also wrong about Devonta Freeman, not a flash in the pan. Go ahead.
Bengals at Cowboys. Cincinnati gives 2.5.
This is the best game of the weekend.
Yeah.
This is the best game of the weekend. I hate Andy Dalton, Cowboys.
I'm gonna go Bengals. They're getting points. I think they're a better team, and I just defensively, offensively, they're a little bit better. Depends on Prescott.
I just want all you degenerates to know out there. I'm not doing this based on the spread. I don't care about the spread. I'm doing this based on how I feel. So if you're betting, don't bet with me.
I'm in a spread league. So if you're interested in my opinions, I went with the Bengals. I agree, Steve. I think they're better all around. Dak Prescott has been pretty good.
I like
him
a lot.
Pretty good. I go.
Romo lost his team, man.
Yeah.
Romo lost his team. Go ahead.
Bills at Rams. Buffalo gives 2.5.
A surprising matchup of defenses. Mm. I think the Rams defense vastly underrated. I couldn't believe when Ruben drafted them. I like the Rams. I think the Rams are going to beat the Bills.
The Bills have been a good team for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. I took the Bills.
It's like crazy. They beat the Patriots. Yeah, obviously no Tom Brady, but like, and then what was the other team?
Which we predicted right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, you did.
And the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are a overhyped weak team.
No, but their defense is still great. Their running back is unbelievable, the Cardinals, which is what we're going to get gashed next week by David Johnson.
Let's see.
The best backs in the league.
I agree with that.
So I honestly think Bills keep it going. But, you know, Rex Ryan can have one of those stupid games, which he's very much entitled to.
I'm going
to
stick with the Rams on that.
Chargers at Raiders. Oakland gives 3.5.
Game of boring. Boring, boring game.
I actually think this is an intriguing game.
Derek Carr is going to, next year, going to be the best quarterback in football.
I don't believe that. But the Chargers don't have any cornerbacks. Much the same reason the Giants don't.
Yeah.
They're like Verrett's out, Brandon Flowers is out. They have no cornerbacks.
Yeah.
I have Amari Cooper going today. Come on, boy.
Yeah.
Stop throwing at the Crabtree, goddammit.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Chargers in an injury-riddled victory just cuz you never bet on the Raiders.
Don, I know you heard Steve call Amari Cooper boy and you didn't like it. The Raiders are going with the Raiders.
Not even going there.
Catch a touchdown, sir.
Go with the Raiders.
And Sunday night's game, Giants at Packers. Green Bay gets 7.
This could be an upset. It could be. It could be.
People are like, the Giants are so good at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, it could be an upset.
Come on.
It all hinges on Eli Manning. All of it.
Yep.
All of 100% of it. It's not on a running game, which is non-existent.
Right.
It's not on Odell Beckham Jr. Which can be non-existent. It's all about Eli Manning and the fourth quarter.
Who shreds at Lambeau.
Yeah.
And they have to stop doing these like screen passes. Like last week,
I couldn't.
They were down.
And they're
with
fucking,
3 minutes left.
They're throwing screen passes.
They're running it. They're throwing screen
passes. But not only are they throwing screen passes, they're throwing them like over the middle of the field. You can throw a screen pass off to the side.
Right. I'm gonna take the Giants.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm gonna tell you to take the Packers. If you're in a spread league, the Giants are gonna be tempting for that 7-point differential. I just think the Packers obviously are a better team, but I think they're gonna win big.
They're great offensively, and their defense is underrated. And like I said, this team that they're playing is in disarray.
I also think Jordy Nelson's still not 100%.
He's still good though.
It's great.
We have not seen the Giants' offense click on all cylinders.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, once that really comes to fruition, Sterling Shepard's been great.
Oh, love
I was wrong about him. You were right about
him. I love him.
Yeah, could have grabbed him instead of Hackenberg. Yeah. Oh, I will forever hate him.
All right.
Hackenberg's
okay.
Great.
so, Monday. Let's go to Monday.
Monday night, Buccaneers at Panthers.
I mean, how could you keep giving me these Monday night? These are the worst Monday night football games
ever. It's a divisional game.
But this could have been interesting.
God.
Cam Winston. Yeah. You know, what could have been interesting?
I'm going with the Buccaneers because Cam's not there. And I think.
Well, they're both 1-3.
Yeah, but Jameis Winston.
You're still sticking by him.
I'm still sticking by him. I'm still going to stick with
him. I'm not buying
him. I think Derek Anderson gets the win for the Carolina Panthers.
Scary. Spooky.
They don't know how to prepare for him.
Spooky predictions.
He just came out of nowhere.
Okay, and we're going to bounce across the globe to the world of football.
I got the Bucks, by the way.
Bucks. Oh, yeah.
By my best bet.
Football. So Borussia Dortmund has given Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang permission to leave in January. The two big suitors are Chelsea and Manchester City, and I ask Pep Guardiola, why you need this?
And I ask you, as a Manchester United fan,
Romelu Lukaku is coming in January.
You have some balls to look at another team and say, what are you trying to buy championships?
Yeah.
that's what United does.
Where?
Yes, Zlatan. What was he? Was he cheap?
He was free. It was a free transfer.
Well,
but you're paying him. But he plays for money, right?
Yeah, you're paying him $12 million.
Yeah.
Plus incentives. Okay, but he was free. Pogba was the most expensive transfer in the world.
Right. You're naming two of the, like...
Who we originally had. Right. I'm not worried about
Henrik,
that.
And Henrik.
We won all of our championships.
Mctarian,
he doesn't play.
Doesn't matter. You signed him.
Right. We've won all of our championships from 92... From 92 to 2005, they were all our players. There was only two players that weren't with us. Ronaldo and Van Nistelrooy. That's it.
That's
you mean
it.
The two best players ever.
Rooney and Tevez were ours. Giggsy, Scholes, Eric Cantona. Those are our guys. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what anybody wants. Okay, Van der Sar wasn't our guy.
If Aubameyang goes to City, over.
What's over? I don't see how he fits into that system.
Oh, he'll fit.
He'll fit.
If you're a star,
okay.
If you're a star, you'll fit.
So then let me tell you. Let me throw this at you. If City's gonna throw out, David Silva, Nolito, Aguero, and Aubameyang is there for. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Marcus Rashford, God damn it, my brain. Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial, and Romelu Lukaku. Deal with
that. First of all, Lukaku's not here.
He's going to be. He wants to be. And next year, they're talking about Griezmann.
Yeah,
you get me Griezmann, and you can fuck off, Pep Guardiola.
Also,
you can fuck
that
off.
Football has like the most amount of transfer rumors that never.
Oh, I know. I understand. That's why I love it. That's why it's great.
When it comes to soccer, I'm gonna start calling you Little Steinbrenner.
Call me Little Steinbrenner because I want to win right now. I want to win. I want to win. And if Alex Meraz, if you're listening, with your little man shitty purse, you don't even know a goddamn thing about football at all.
Right.
It's okay.
We got 10 seconds left. We're talking about men's.
We got 30 seconds.
We're not going to say anything about Bradley being the first American.
Oh, yeah. Bob Bradley, the first American coach in the Premier League and the future ex-coach of Swansea City. Good work, Bob Bradley. You took Ryan Giggs' job because apparently he didn't interview well. What the fuck does that mean? Interview well. What the fuck?
He bashed his head in the wall.
What does that shit even mean? What's going to be a sad football?
Who was the Knicks coach that got hired or interviewed and then died?
Sean Marks. It's gonna be a hard week this week. Jets, it's over. It's over. It's over.
Good night.
Enjoy.
And good luck.